That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome.
Keep going.
To Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
Jessica, I'm here.
Oh, wow. You really creeped in from your ceiling into your own room.
Coming down from the ceiling in my own room. Are we going to get sued by Mission Impossible now for that?
Nah.
Where did you leave off? I was too busy dodging lasers.
I said that one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That one is Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
That one is Brett Morris.
Scott, you have to say the whole thing.
No tagline necessary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brett Morris.
Scott actually doesn't know what it is that Brett does.
I truly have no idea what it is.
Which is fair. I also don't know what Brett does.
And tell Colin to fire him on a weekly basis, and nothing changes. So.
And that is Dana Wickens on the Stickens.
That's me. Oh wait, and then we have a guest. I get to wrap it up. Not wrap it up. This is the end of the show. See you. Bye.
We have a guest. Okay, Dana. We'll take it from here.
Are you guys do it?
No. No, you can do it. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Dana, who is it?
Lauren Lapkus.
It's Lauren Lapkus.
Lapkus.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Do I have to introduce anyone?
You introduce me.
Okay, and yet again, we have Zach Reno.
And yet again,
he needs yet another introduction.
I do, thank you. And just because we're co-hosts, Jessica McKenna also here.
So thank
now
you.
We've both had two introductions.
And yet again, here's Zach Reno.
Okay, well now we're unbalanced again. And also, we're going to have to bring Lauren up to the quota because she's...
I do feel kind of left out.
Okay,
right.
And Lauren Lapkus. Okay, now you have three, Lauren. I need you to give one to Jessica so that she has three.
Okay, and over to my right, which is meaningless to everyone else, is Jessica McKenna.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Lauren. That's so kind, considering you're our guest. Wow. That was really generous of you. Lauren, what is... the best thing you've done in quarantine so far?
Ooh. Ooh, what a good question. The best thing I've done, I think the first thing that comes to mind is I did a Jane Fonda workout from the 80s one day.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And that was really, really fun.
That sounds great. Any dancing, working out thing I've had a really nice time doing.
Yeah. And it's really fun because I like watching stuff from the 80s. So I was kind of like just interested in watching it anyway. And then there's like amazing outfits. Jane Fonda's so awesome. She doesn't, I think it's one shot the entire time. The one that I was watching, like not one shot, but yeah, one shot. They never cut away from her. She is doing the entire thing without stopping. And it was really hard. I like had to stop halfway through.
But, what an icon.
What a workout warrior.
That's a good great answer. Dance workout.
What about you guys? What's been the best thing?
I wish I'd learned to dance. I haven't. This is not a quarantine thing, but I tried to learn a TikTok dance, and the TikTok dances are hard.
They're so hard.
They also don't involve moving your feet at all because you have to stay in the frame of the TikTok shot.
Oh.
So they're very hand-based dances.
Well, I have a question about that. Do they show you what your the choreography as you do it? No, you're supposed to memorize it.
There are TikTok accounts. I have dug into this because I want to learn them, and I feel really dumb because I'm like, how are people just like picking up on this? There are people whose TikTok accounts are just doing slow versions of TikTok choreography so you can learn how to do the TikToks.
I've also just looked at YouTube videos that are breaking down TikTok dances.
Yes.
Oh,
because
okay.
I was trying to learn how to... I can't even try.
Sometimes the safe thing is to not say the name of the thing you were trying to do.
I think it's sneeze. I was trying to learn how to sneeze, which is a foot-based one, Zach. Maybe you'd like it. I feel like you're very light on your feet. That
sneeze.
One,
so and, if a smize is a smile of the eyes, the sneeze is a smile of the knees.
Yeah.
Okay, Zach, I actually do think you need to sing a song. I need you to sing a song now.
Thank you.
About learning TikToks and sneezes and smizes and keeping your feet still.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'll tell you all about the dance where you keep your feet still.
I don't know, Zach, maybe it's time to finally use classic off-book beat for this.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get back to our roots.
This is a fun moment for you to experience, Lauren, where we get to share the audio. I mean, it's fun.
I'm really excited.
It's honestly so fun. You're not going to be able to hear Zach that well, but you know, it's important to give a lot of like,
and that's no shade.
And
that's just sort of how it works.
Yeah. It's not anything to do with Zach's performance. Just the nature. Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Only Brett will know if I don't actually, sing, because he'll have to go back on the track and be like, what happened here? Okay.
Why didn't you sing?
Well, this is, Lauren, one more time. This is a song about a TikTok dance where you don't move your feet and all the, okay.
Anything about TikTok.
Got it. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me tell you about a new dance. I think you will learn it if you give it a chance. It's really, really fun and really sweet. This is a very good dance where you don't move your feet. Put your feet on the ground and keep them still. Will he move his feet? I hope he will, but he doesn't. He won't. He can't and he won't. What is wan? Wan is when you want to, but you can't. It's called the wan. The name of the dance is called the wan. The wan dance. Put your hands in your pants, the pockets of your pants, and do the wan. In the wan dance, you also don't move your hands. You think that you can? Turns out that you can't. Your hands and your feet are both solid, keeping where they are, and that's calling it. No movement at all. Put your head against the wall and keep it there and just stare at the corner. Yeah, it's called the Little Jack Horner, a variation of the wan. Where you don't move your feet or your hands. You stand in the corner and think about what you've done. You know that the fun has just begun. This is the part where you don't move your arms. You keep them still, you do no one harm. Keep them by your side, keep them still. Will he move his arms? I think that he will, but he won't. He don't, he can't, he went. The Little Jack Horner is the name of the dance. Now take out your thumbs and put them in a pie and pull out a plum. But don't do that, don't move your thumbs, don't move at all. Keep your eyes focused on the corner of the wall. Stay there, think a lot, think your thoughts. Get a memory, hold it dear. The wall, so very near, right in front of you, 6 inches away, is too far away.
That's what I say. Move closer and put your hands on the wall. Hug the wall. Give your mother a call. Tell your mom how you've been doing this week. Hope you're not getting at the knees, comma, weak. Your knees gotta stay very strong. The dance will be over before too long. It's really not a dance in a normal sense. It's really more of standing in place. The dance is all inside of your head. It's a dance for a new generation. Dance for a new generation. The little Jack Horn, Horner. The dance while you don't move it. This is that dance where you don't move at all. The safe dance for you wow. to do in your work.
Wow, place. That was amazing.
Thank you so
wow.
much.
Wow, well done. Well done, dude. The Want?
It's really fun when you sort of start your brain in the middle of having to improvise a song and you realize that about partway through. It is called The Want. And then there's a variation of The Want called The Little,
the
Jack,
little
Horner,
Jack Horner.
Which is the which is the Want, but in a corner.
And I feel like that's going to take off, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Hit us up with hashtag Want Dance. Share it. It is spelled W-A-N-T, and that is confusing. But you'll know that it's pronounced Want. It's hashtag Want Dance. Show us your version of The Want Dance on Instagram. It's the Want Dance Challenge, hashtag Want Dance.
And then you can also hashtag Jack Horner Edition.
If you want to do the little Jack Horner, that the hashtag for that one is hashtag Want Dance Jack Horner. Mm-hmm. Edition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That yep, that's one's
perfect.
Hard to search.
Yep, that's perfect.
But it's good.
And yep, no notes.
Hey, thanks.
No, that's great. That's exactly right. And that's how it should be. And it's not confusing.
Thanks. And that's exactly right.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Jess, what about you? What have you been doing?
I mean,
what's a bright spot? I should
what's
say.
A bright spot? Bright spot is
You guys remember Bright Spot?
Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
I actually really? Don't think I do either. I just know that it's the name of a cafe. Is this a useful thing to sort of contribute to the podcast?
Yeah. It's on Sunset Boulevard. Cross street is Park.
Wait.
It's across the street from Tax.
Wait.
A French restaurant institution.
Oh, yeah.
It recently had a paint job.
Is it's that how that's pronounced?
It's featured prominently in the
I
show.
I didn't know how to
You're
say
the
that
worst.
Either.
Is it Tax? Or,
I mean, hey. I don't know, Tate.
Well, who speaks French?
Do you guys remember taxes?
I do, actually.
They're pushed back this year.
I paid mine early.
I already paid mine, I know.
I'm like,
but you know what? Getting that refund was so fun.
Yeah, the refund was exciting, except then the person who does my taxes charged me my refund to put that check in the mail, right? You owe me almost all of that. I was like, oh, really cool. Ooh,
what are you going to, well, no. I was going to say, if you didn't have to spend it on things that you needed, what would you spend it on?
Feeling frivolous, which I'm definitely not right now, what would I feel like... If I could get something really like new and really fun for no reason, and that's like expensive and I don't need it at all, I would just get like a new couch, like something like crazy and fun, because I'm spending so much time on the couch that I'm really noticing all the issues with my couch.
I love a new couch.
Which I like. Like, my couch has been fine forever, but now that I'm on it for 8 hours a day, you know.
Your pets have not destroyed your couch in the way that my pets have destroyed my couch. Your couch is holding up.
Yeah, well, my cat's declawed, which I think is 90% of it.
That will do it.
Yeah.
I also, in normal times, really liked our couch. And now I'm like, couch, I wish you went up further my back. You know?
Yeah. You want a high-backed couch.
I need a little bit more back support.
You want
you know?
A couch
I'm just trying
that
to be
is a
aware.
Throne.
And I've gotten to the point, we have like a picnic table in our backyard, but I'm like, this can't do. We got to bring down our camp chairs so I can have a back. I got to get that back support. I got to feel like I'm not doing... Because here's the thing. I'm not going to do the work. I'm not going to do the work of good posture. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit in a bad, bad slouch unless I have a chair. Like, even now, I'm sitting in a chair with a back and I'm not even really fully...
I'm doing it bad. Instagram keeps trying to sell me tiny plastic cubes that I put on the back of my back that fix my posture.
I got that ad too. I almost
really?
Bought it.
I'm not going to do the work. I'm not going to do that work to put a thing
it
in my back.
It puts like a thing on your back and then it vibrates when you slouch. And I'm like,
a cube?
Oh. Yes. That's maybe for me.
Well, Jess, I kind of, even though I didn't get to hear what your bright spot was, I want to hear a song about your back and sitting up straight and couches and how you're sitting during this time.
Great.
This is good.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That song.
Yeah, sure.
That song is probably country bluegrass.
Okay, great. Ooh.
Yes.
I love it. Back stuff, country bluegrass. Here we go.
Oh. Whoa.
Posture, oh me. Every time I sit for a sec, oh, you know, I might regret that my couch makes me slouch. Oh, woe is me. I can't handle this on my back. I can't handle this on my back. I need those little cubes that vibrate, pick up all the slack. I can't handle this for my back. And posture, you think, oh me, I can't wait till I can get into the world and stand up straight. And yet when I'm out, my shoulders, they go all round. I got that worst posture that's ever been found. I can't handle this for my back. I can't handle this for my back. Oh, Instagram, show me those little cues, pick up the slack, cause I can't handle this for my back. Oh, you think that by now I knew how to stand. Well, oh, then you really aren't my friend. Cause you know I can't sit without a back on my seat. I just can't do it, it's just not for me. Oh, I can't handle this for my back. Oh, I can't handle this for my back. Sorry, Brett. We were really off and running, and I gave you nothing.
No, I
which
loved
one of
it.
Which one of you is responsible for that musical track?
That's Scott.
That was a me track.
So many Scott. Guitars and things in that track, Scott.
It's amazing.
Woodbert the Wooden Frog really wanted to play washboard along with it, but he couldn't because no one knows what sound the frog makes. This episode
is it time
again
for our favorite segment?
Yeah. This is time for our favorite segment. What sound does the wooden frog make? Where once again, we don't find out what sound the wooden frog makes, but we all hopefully someday will. Brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. Someday we'll find out what sound the wooden frog makes.
I don't know.
Does anyone have an instrument or a non-instrument nearby? And a segment that they would like to try today.
Zach, I've got a segment.
What's the segment called, Scott?
What sound does my one-year-old daughter's cell phone make? And...
Hang on, they hung up. Okay, so nobody actually answers. That's what sound my little daughter's cell phone makes.
Wow.
What a great segment, Scott. A classic segment.
It's good.
I'm kind of glad no one answers because I feel like it'd be weird if they wanted to talk to a strange baby.
Yeah. Who's your one-year-old daughter calling?
And my daughter
Who's your strange baby?
A stranger baby.
She got strange. And like there's three voices whispering in chorus. It's real. Yeah.
Oh, what's an instrument you're holding in your hand, Lauren?
Oh, this is actually an ancient sea glass conch. Announcement tube.
I would love to hear the segment. What sound does the ancient sea glass conch announcement tube make?
Okay, it goes like this.
Incredible. It's not often that this segment also sort of delves into like historical things.
So yeah, that's really ancient.
We don't have a lot of artifacts.
We don't have a lot of sort of like educational unearthings here, but that was the first one and that was great. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Yeah, I have a segment called What Sound Does the Wrapping Paper Tube Sword Make?
Oh.
This is a wrapping paper sword. What sound does the wrapping paper sword make?
Oh.
Subtle. It's a subtle sound.
It's really subtle.
What sound does the wrapping paper sword make?
I need you all to picture, you know, you all know about picking up an old tube, a discarded tube of wrapping paper and turning it into a sword. I need you to elevate that a little bit. I need you to wrap the blade in sort of silver duct tape. I need you to make a cross guard out of yet more of the tube. That's what I need you to be picturing right now. Does anyone else have a segment they'd like to share?
Sure. This is the sound a space heater makes.
We're dealing with some very subtle sounds.
Really,
really
sounds
soothing.
Today.
Yeah. It's almost imperceptible.
There's a lot of heat coming out of it, though. That's the sound the space heater makes.
Some sound is not hearable. Some sound is heat, and some sound is cold. And that's just another part of our science.
That's right.
Well, actually, Zach, like that makes me want to... desperately need to hear a song from you.
Thank you. Lauren keeps saying need, by the way, because I told her before this started that if she just said she wanted a song, I wouldn't do it. But if she said she needed a song, I think it
really reflects the times. Like, we're all cutting back on things that we just want. Like, we're trying to make choices that are simplified and, like, being good citizens. So it really is a lot more about need.
That's
these
right.
Days, you know?
Yeah. So
what song
well,
do you need,
I need a song, and you might think this kind of song has already been done, but I think you could do it differently. I just need a song about the sound of silence.
I actually don't think that song has been done. I'm positive it hasn't.
Good freaking idea for a song.
It's a good idea for a song, and I'll do it.
Thank you.
That's wow. Okay. I think that's probably a French jazz lament.
Mm-hmm. I think canonically that's true.
I think that's correct. And that's correct.
And that's correct. The sound of silence. A lot of S's.
The disturbed version.
Ooh. Beautiful.
Many sounds that you may hear, traditionally you hear with your ears, but there are some songs and there are some sounds, no matter how you sing them, they can never be found. I'm talking about sounds like sing. Sound of silence, like a bunch of barking dogs when the barking has gone away. The loudest silence that I ever heard was a flock of ravens. So many birds, they were singing their bird song, but their beaks were shut. I asked them, birds, what are you singing? And they said, tut, tut, this is the sound of silence. It's the sound that we make when we don't sing at all today. This is the sound of silence. And then they silently flippity-flapped away. I tried to listen to the sound of a creme brulee. I listened so close, but the creme brulee makes no sound today. And then I tried to listen to the sound of a nice Merlot, but no matter how much I listen to Merlot, it won't make a sound though. This is the sound. That French for silence, we'll never know. But it is the sound of silence. A silent sound, or just so very, so very low. So low, I can't hear you.
And that's actual French. That's good.
That humans have existed this long, and it took that long to make a sound of silence song.
Right.
It is.
Truly.
The end of that track sounded like the Sex and the City.
It did.
Yes. Opening theme song. Hats off to you, Scott. I assume that's just brilliant parallel thinking, and you're not doing a deep dive.
I was thinking Sex and the City and Sound of Silence. And I mean, you guys just read right into it.
You know, that's what's happening here. Lauren, are you, you got some fun rewatches, or are you doing mostly new stuff?
Well, I've been watching a lot of new stuff for myself. And then for my Patreon, I've been doing a lot of watch alongs with old movies I haven't watched in a long time and some Star Wars movies I've never seen. So I just watched Mighty Ducks last night, which I haven't seen since I was a kid. There's so much in The Office that takes, like, there's a lawyer's office. They're there like a lot of the movie. Like, it's boring.
That is one of my favorite things, is like the first 30 minutes of a movie that you think you've seen and you're like, what is all this? Or you're just setting me up to appreciate the story later. God, I forget it every time.
I know. I was like, we don't need the backstory. Just get him on with the ducks. Like, you got
just
it.
Get him on with the ducks, please.
Get him on with the ducks, please.
I saw that you did one for Goofy Movie, which is one of my all-time faves. Eye to Eye, the lyrics of Eye to Eye, I would say are my sort of personal scripture.
It's so good. And the power line, wait, I just put it in my story, but I don't know, I'll try to find a way to post this when you guys post this, but this guy I randomly saw did a power line dance in his like street. He like learned the whole dance to like the perfect cast.
Oh,
whoa. And it's so good.
Now that's some TikTok dance I should get into. I should learn the perfect cast right now. I have the soundtrack of Goofy Movie on vinyl. Like, I love Goofy Movie.
I love that.
Yes. And
I was saying it should be a Broadway musical, don't you think? It's like, so it's done.
I would
like,
so go see that.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Everyone's a dog in that movie, right?
Yeah. Kind of, although Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck make a brief appearance.
Do they really?
Very brief.
Well, you know what was very strange to me? So the Goofy Movie sort of suggests, because the Goofy Movie is a world that is almost entirely populated only by dogs.
Uh-huh.
But Mickey is there and Donald is there, which suggests there is also a universe populated entirely by ducks, right? DuckTales. We know that's true. There's a mouse universe too. Full of other non-Mickey mice.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's sort of the Zootopia model where there's like little biomes and we're just like in kind of a dog biome. Mm. And at any given moment, we could be in a duck biome.
It's extremely segregated.
I've had this thought for a while of like, this would be a cool sci-fi movie where it's just like, instead of us evolving from primates, we had like five different things that we evolved from.
Oh.
And it's probably Animorphs. And I'm probably just pitching Animorphs.
Oh my God, Animorphs.
Animorphs, we have to evolve back into hawks and then spend too long as hawks and then get trapped as hawks. And it's very sad.
Right. But this would be like, oh yeah, we evolved from primates, but we also evolved from dolphins. And we also evolved from,
oh gosh.
Maybe they're all mammals.
Lauren, what did you evolve from if not a primate?
Ooh. Oh, a giraffe.
Whoa, that's great. Whoa. Great and also quick. So fast.
I just know.
Giraffes,
what about you
are
guys?
So cool.
I think I'm a red panda.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Were you gonna say two horses? You evolved from two horses.
I'm actually two horses at once. I was gonna say specifically a baby deer, but
a doe.
I like that.
A doe. Deer.
A baby. A
But I'm not sure. I'm not very like the problem is I think of animals as being so agile and I am not. But then like to go so far as to be like a sloth is also not true for me.
You worked out this morning, not to sort of like
I think a doe is like accurate. That feels good.
Yeah. Okay. I think you could also like
they're
have like three
interesting
animals
fit
like
creatures.
Yeah.
Like I think you could be like a deer sun, like a dolphin moon, and like a turtle rising.
Okay, we're talking. Okay, got it.
Got it. I thought you were saying that I was someone's. I was specifically yeah. someone's are, deer sun.
That's also true, but it's different.
The dear little sun. Yes, I like that idea of multiple animals.
Yeah. Because I feel like I have like corgi energy, which is obvious based on like stature and excitement. But then I also think that like, I don't know. I'm like looking to Brett to answer this for me.
Look inward, Dana. Yeah. Look inward.
I really do see myself as a corgi.
That's great. There's nothing wrong with coming to this answer quickly. I mean, when Lauren did, we were like all props, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I really felt the support.
I feel like I have a question. Is there an animal halfway between a cow and a bear?
Yeah, it's called a bow.
Okay, it's a bow bun.
That's me.
It's great. A bow.
That's my evolutionary base.
But the actual answer to that, Scott, is I believe you're imagining Highland cattle.
Scottish, yeah, you're definitely Highland a hairy coo.
Oh yeah. Oh, yes.
Nice. I'm gonna have to look.
If you want to have fun on the internet, type in Highland coo, COO, and just get some good fuzzy cows in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes. Oh man, I'm so into that already. I love it.
Yeah, those are the super fluffy ones.
I think this is actually a moment where we should give all of our audience a chance to go Google the Highland coo.
Yes.
Worth it.
And so we're going to take a break while you look at Highland cows, Highland cattle with their sweet, shaggy, reddish bangs.
While you do the wand and send it to us.
Yeah.
Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be back after
me.
The break with a different guest who's a friend of Lauren's. That's a teaser. And a friend of ours. And honestly,
a friend of yours.
A friend of yours. But anything that the people should know? Lauren, obviously, follow you everywhere. Follow your Patreon.
My current podcasts right now are Newcomers with Nicole Byer, where we watch Star Wars for the first time, and it's very fun. And then I have a Patreon, patreon.com/LaurenLapkus. I'm doing like improv and watch-alongs and conversations and all kinds of fun stuff. So
exciting things happening. Get there.
Yeah, you guys, be grateful for all that Lauren's giving us right now.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's
a time when we need content.
Trying to keep people entertained, keep their minds off the bad.
And blessed she's giving us good content.
Thank you. You guys are too. This was so fun.
Get those cows on your screen, and we will be back right after this when we will hopefully find out what sound the wooden frog makes.
And I'm also just going to sing a tiny bit of Eye to Eye.
Yeah.
But now I should, because that's cleaner.
No, could you do that to take us out?
Okay. Thanks, Wilbert. Thanks, Zach.
I'll sing the intro. Ba, 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 ba. It's too long. Ba, 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 ba. Okay, now you go.
It's good. Just going to do the chorus, all right?
Yeah.
If we listen to each other's hearts, we find we're never too far apart. And maybe love is the reason why. For the first time ever, we're seeing it eye to eye. We'll be right back. If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast brought to you by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? On the show where we turn in to find out exactly what show the wooden frog makes, but never do, because we never know. we're all back here. Not only are we back, but we have a new guest who is an old guest, who is someone who we have had on the podcast multiple times, and she's so funny, and I love her so much, and I miss being able to see her in person, but I'll take what I can get. Please welcome Erin Whitehead.
Hooray.
I miss you too.
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this.
All of you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. Come be a little square in our little squares room. And listen, I know they're rectangles. You don't have to come at me.
Is this what the song Little Boxes is all about?
Yeah. That song was very prescient.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've been watching Little Boxes Everywhere with Reese Witherspoon.
Man, I cannot get into that. I can't get into it. I've been trying. I can
get into anything with Reese Witherspoon. I read the book too. The book was better. But
the book's really good. I've given that show 2 episodes and I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not even endorsing it being that great, but I watched the whole thing.
Okay. Does it get any, do you feel like, oh, it started to pick up?
If you weren't into the first two, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it stays about, sorry, I'm picking cat hair out of my mouth. It stays about the same in terms of quality. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the cat situation over there? How many cats are we dealing with?
My mom has one little fat kind of raccoon looking cat named Betty.
Love it.
She's very cute. I've been sort of torturing her and my mom doesn't like it. You know me with the cats. I'm an alpha. I like to force them to like me. And so I knock her down and pet her a lot. And my mom is like, please don't hurt the cat.
I want to love you, cat. And
you will take this love from me, cat.
I mean, I feel the animal kingdom's different. I would never treat a human the way I treat an animal, but they don't treat each other like humans either. They bite each other's scruffs. So that's what I do.
You would be arrested if you treated a human like we treat animals.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
You would go to jail.
We have different ways we treat those things. What's the name of the cat again?
Betty.
Betty.
Yeah. Mm.
And like, what's Betty's, like, what's Betty, do you do like a voice for Betty?
I've occasionally done a voice for Betty, which I think is my insecurity. I'll be like, ugh, Betty's so annoyed that I'm here. And I'm like asking my mom if she is.
That's great to have that sort of like, there's a little bit of a buffer of going through. Listen, we're all under like a very unique stress right now. And I feel like it's just no rules, just right. Whatever. I mean, not whatever people need, but basically whatever people need to just feel good. And if you need to be like, is this a weird thing for me and my mom right now, but it needs to go through Betty the cat, I feel like that's a perfect lens. Sort of take that energy and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your top three Bettys or top three cats?
Wait, what? Top three Bettys?
Top three Bettys or top three cats.
I mean, I wish I were someone who could rattle off a bunch. I had like all I could think of was Betty White, who luckily I think no one can dislike. But top three cats. My first cat, Tiger.
Good.
Who used to get a little hard on when he would be in my lap.
Okay. weird, but okay. Again, a human would be arrested for such behavior. You are the cat. It's okay.
Yeah. Bob, who was an orange cat that I took care of, who slept spooned with me. And once I wouldn't let him eat off my fork and he stomped into the other room, which he'd never done. And I went to check on him. He stomped. And I went to check on him and he was sitting in the dark on the floor. And I said, Bob, and he turned his little head and looked at me and then turned back. And I had to coax him into coming back. And he had never
emo.
He was so offended.
That's so amazing. Emo. And then Tiger Bob,
and then Juju, who was the other orange cat I took care of, who I woke up and he was humping my thigh. So I stopped letting him sleep with me.
Mm. Wow. I can't believe the instant well of like continuing this game of inappropriate cat behavior.
I mean, and that was all on them when you think about it.
No, I'm not holding this against you.
We're not victim blaming you.
It's just like immediately this sort of like flippant joke that Zach made was like proven true like three more times. Oh man.
If they were people, we'd arrest them. That's the sort of name of the game.
And I gotta go just real quick off the dome. Betty White, Betty Davis, Betty Boop.
Betty Crocker.
Oh, good.
Oh!
Betty very Crocker good. Would actually be my top favorite. Ugh, yeah, I love a syrup.
Very good.
Those are good Bettys.
I didn't really have any Bettys. I just thought it would be fun to make a list of Bettys.
You know, I think lists are always like a good activity. I love making top lists.
Top of any, like anything? Top foods? Top this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I definitely love a good top. Like food list.
Yeah. List. It's fun. I've made Zach do this with me on tour and we have to like agree. You have to come to a consensus, like top 10 appetizers, and you just sort of debate. We did top 10 Disney villains.
And we did top 10 appetizers, and our friend who we were with was arguing real hard for pistachios to be on that. Was it not that?
I'm just shaking my damn head.
It was a wild choice that pistachios would be a top 10 appetizer. Aaron,
go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just going to say that I had a wish.
Yeah.
And my wish was that you'd sing a song about the top appetizers that and which villains like them.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a great wish.
Jessica, that's going to be great.
Nice.
This is perfect.
Zach or anyone in the fan band want to call the track?
Oh, it's a villain song. Ooh. So of the ones that we have here, people that wrote them, what's more villain, bluesy jazz or jazz standard?
I guess bluesy jazz.
It's going to be bluesy jazz, Jessica.
Great.
Did we not already use this one?
You already did a song about villains and their appetizers?
No, the track. I feel like that's already been used. Am I wrong?
Nope. No, I don't think so.
Nope, never mind. Great.
Squat! Okay. Here we go. Nope.
Love that jazz.
My gosh. iTunes.
Jazz has changed since I remember jazz.
Yeah. Can burn in a deep, deep circle of hell.
That Kamasi Washington. So good.
So are these tracks you guys already recorded previously and you're using them for this?
No, Scott and Brett made a bunch of things for this.
Cool. Wow.
That we haven't, like, this is still the first time we hear them. So there's still that spontaneity that the people need and love.
But with an added technical difficulty of all of this is difficult to do.
Okay, here we go. No!
Oh,
I'm in a circle of hell right now.
It truly feels like you're pranking yourself.
Yeah.
It does.
Like you are rickrolling yourself with this track.
My iTunes is such a disaster.
I love how that's almost like Yakety Sax sounding.
Yeah.
It's a perfect song to
Lucy
troll you.
Jazz, track we all wanted, here it comes. Oof. Great, Scott. Two, three. Oh, I know my meal might take too long, so I'ma get something for me to nibble on. You know I am that complaining Prince John. Oh, Robin Hood don't know what good, so I say so long. I'm gonna get spinach artichoke dip. I'm gonna get spinach artichoke dip. And into those bags of money I'm gonna give a lion's rip as I get some spinach artichoke dip. Oh, my entree, it's too far. I got to nibble on something, it's me, Jafar. Oh yes, I got a question. Oh, what before my din din? What should I eat and how should I destroy Aladdin? Oh, if I had one wish, it'd be for me to get some mozzarella sticks. Oh, if I had one wish, it'd be for me to get some mozzarella sticks. So far, it's a curse, yeah. Ooh, it's me from the bottom. It's me, it's Ursula. Let me take my tentacles and oh, for a ride. Is it weird I wanna eat something like me inside? Yes, oh, me, oh, my, see. I'm just a sea witch eating some calamari. Don't think about it too long. Yes, I know it feels wrong, but oh, it's so good. It can't be so wrong. Villainous appetizers. Villainous appetizers. Don't mess with me if you're feeling wise, sir. The end.
A delight. Yes. A delight.
Oh, thank you so much.
We learned so much about Ursula and her. She's eaten octopus.
I love
calamari.
That, I love that she's eating calamari.
It's
amazing.
Great.
You know what? She's been in the rules. She is a cephalopod, but she's eating a slightly different cephalopod.
Sure, sure, sure.
This is like when the M&Ms on those M&M commercials like eat themselves. There's like, you know what I mean? It's like similar where it's like, it's, or.
If you are delicious, you can eat yourself. That's just the rule.
I mean, I will say I've chewed off the side of my fingers and eaten them like jerky. Who hasn't, right?
Aaron, what a fun fact. What a fun fact for you to share with us all.
I mean,
Aaron, perhaps you're the most prepared for this current situation more than anyone else. If you've been okay with eating yourself a little bit.
Yeah. We'll all be starving out there. Aaron's like, I'm full. I just ate a bunch of my finger.
Guys, if you jerky. Can't get delivery, eat in.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's not boy. Delivery. It's
you.
Your.
The your nose. It's the your nose. It's when you eat your nose.
Oh my gosh.
We had a, it wasn't DiGiorno, because the first time we went out to get supplies, all of the pizzas were gone. This was very early on in the pandemic.
Right.
But we did manage to find one broccoli crust pizza that we then left in the freezer for a very long time because we didn't want to eat it. Yeah. And then we ate it and it was okay. And that's the end of that good. Story. It was good.
Where was it from? Where was it from?
I think this was a Vons.
Okay.
Oh no, but it wasn't Vaughn's brand. It was
I'm a huge cauliflower pizza fan. I'm like, if I'm getting pizza, if I want real pizza, I want to get it delivered. But like the sneaky route of this pizza is a little better for me. Cauliflower crust pizza, and very like LA, I feel like all the alt pizzas were gone. Like the grocery stores I went to,
yeah.
You could get all the DiGiorno and Red Baron and Tombstone that you wanted, but you couldn't get the good versions of cauliflower crust. And shout out to the just mozzarella cauliflower crust pizza at Trader Joe's. I haven't been to a Trader Joe's since the pandemic started, but I miss them. And I've gotten different cauliflower. This is impossible to say.
Different cauliflower crust pizzas.
Different cauliflower crust pizzas, and they've all been boo compared.
Mm. Have you made your own cauliflower pizza crust?
I did that years ago.
Do you
and
do
I really
that, Aaron?
Failed.
Do you make those crusts?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, because all the recipe. So I, as you know, I'm on a weird diet for all my autoimmune stuff, and all the pizza crusts, all the cauliflower crust ones involve a lot of egg or cheese. Like you have to have a binder, and I can't eat either of those. So no, I have not. But I make other baked goods.
What you've been baking?
So I bake these blueberry muffins, and those require eggs, but I use gelatin, which is horrifying to a lot of people. But when you can't have eggs, I tell you, you really warm up to it. So yeah, I eat these gelatin muffins.
I mean, gelatin.
I eat myself. Whatever.
those two things are not comparable, Aaron. We all eat gelatin all the time.
Zach, she is a wild horse.
That's true.
I'm a wild horse. Honestly, gelatin is essentially I'm eating cow hide. So eating my hide wasn't that big of a jump, I guess.
Sure.
I'm just
eating
a lot of
flesh. About wild horses, right? Wild horses can't not eat themselves.
Yeah, that's the song.
I don't want to speak for the rest of the horses because I feel like they are ordering normal pizzas in.
What is a normal pizza, though? You know, normal is not a useful word. Pizza,
I've heard that in therapy, but is that true in pizza world too? You can't say normal.
I mean,
a crazy pizza. Don't say that. Crazy pizza. You don't say that.
Don't make that pizza feel bad. That pizza's just making some bold choices. That pizza's got mango on it. That's wild. I wouldn't do it, but someone would.
Whoa.
I kind of want that now.
Yeah,
I would eat mango on a pizza.
I would fuck with a mango pizza.
I definitely would with
okay.
I'm not mad about into it. That. We have a mango right now. And I
have a pizza.
I feel like mango with like Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Kind of like sort of Hawaiian.
It's going to fall into that Hawaiian pizza just right with maybe like a spicy chili glaze. I don't know.
Maybe with a spicy chili glaze. There are very few things that don't get better with a spicy chili glaze.
Zach, can you sing about that?
I was going to say, Aaron, do you mind if I sing a song called Maybe with a Spicy Chili Glaze?
I'll be honest. It's all I want.
Which one is it?
Maybe Jovial or the Brett one.
Yeah, can we try the Brett one? Brett, do you mind?
Sure.
Oh yeah, this is.
I good. Don't mind. I'm just.
Yeah, it might be long.
It might That's go okay. too long.
It's okay.
Just fade it out if you need.
Hot tip: I faded out that last track. So.
Oh yeah, do you think that track was done? It definitely was not. It did not have good structure at all.
I'm gonna read. Oh, this is great. Also, Brett, the cops can't find me. I never leave my house. The cops for coming to say you did the song bad, not going to happen. They got so much.
Oh, no, there's cops for that?
Oh, yeah, they are. We've been narrowly avoiding them for a long time
man.
Here on this podcast. They give us a lot of wiggle room because we're making it up. Okay, here we go. Maybe with a spicy chili glaze.
Let me tell everyone about the latest craze. Have you thought about adding a spicy chili glaze? It doesn't matter what food, and it doesn't matter why. It can be on a pasta or a pizza pie. You can do it on some ice cream. I know that it seems weird. It's not as weird as it seems. You can also do it in a bowl of cereal. Eat it till your belly's full of that spicy cereal. Oh, maybe with a spicy chili glaze, baby. Oh, maybe add a spicy chili glaze, baby. I know everybody is gonna say it's just the latest craze, but oh, how I love a spicy, spicy chili glaze. A glaze, a spicy chili glaze. Just the other day, you know what would make this better is a spicy chili glaze. Also, had dessert, I had a creme brulee. I know I'm talking about creme brulee, but this one had a spicy chili glaze. And I ate some lady fingers and spaghetti bolognese. Not normal bolognese, had a spicy chili glaze. Oh, maybe it had a spicy chili glaze. A glaze that's sweet. It's not a teriyaki glaze or a buffalo glaze or a glaze that you want to marinate on your meat. It's just a little spicy, a little chili, a little lime, and freeze Willy. Willy is the flavor. The flavor escapes into the ocean that is spicy chili glaze. Free the whale, oh flavor, the flavor. Should be in one key, but those people never had a glaze made of chili. Ooh, the glaze is so good and so hot, you're never ever 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 gonna stop. A glaze for me, baby, it's spicy, it's a spicy chili glaze. Ooh, a spicy chili.
I got weirdly emotional during that song.
I don't think that I'm going to be your therapist for a second and say that phrase no longer exists during this pandemic.
Weirdly emotional?
Yeah, you can't be weirdly emotional right now. If something hits you, you're like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I got, you're right. I got, yep, emotional during that song.
Well, Brett also made an awesome, beautiful track.
Yeah, so you really did.
A beautiful track, Brad.
It reminded me, and I wish I couldn't think of the song because, like, my mind won't bring up a song while I'm hearing another one. But it reminded me so much of some 90s song I used to listen to constantly in 10th grade. And then I was, like, looking at all your faces, and I was like, I love these people. This is so nice. I can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It just is like, oh, yeah, it's so, it's just the reality right now. Everything is, like, is any reminder of our continued existence and the fact that our humanity is still intact is like, oh, right.
Yeah.
You looked at our faces and we all got like puka shell necklaces and frosted tips.
I had we were driving together to the Circle K, and I was like, guys, I need nachos before we drive around more and see who's around.
I need nachos.
I need nachos.
That just reminded me of one of my aunts. Like, my mom and I were driving to visit them in San Diego, and she gave the funniest directions. You know, this is like a thing that doesn't happen anymore. Everyone just like plugs into their phone or everyone has a GPS. But she gave directions that were like, okay, so y'all, when you get off the highway, you're going to get off and you're going to go, and there's going to be a big white church, and I think they're having a bake sale, but it might not be closed. So if you don't see a bake sale sign, like, don't worry. And then you're going to come to, it's a five-way stop. It's like not a four-way stop. It's a five, and then one has like a Burger King on your right, and then there should be like a 7-Eleven on your left. And if you see a Circle K, that's wrong because we don't have them here. And then you're going to keep going and you're going to see Grand Street. That's not our street. Keep going. And then you're going to go a little bit further. And the other day there was a big tree. Well, there's always a tree, but then there was like a squirrel next to the tree. Don't look for the squirrel. Just look for the tree. And then you're going to come to Oak. And that's what made me think of the tree. And God, that's not our street either. And then like everything was just like, it was so landmark based. And it was so like landmarks that still weren't their street. And like at the, and I kept writing stuff down and crossing it out. And then I hung up the phone and I was like, we're going to get off the freeway. We're going to go like five blocks down. We're going to turn left on Maple or whatever. Like the reality was so simple, but she really wanted to like guide us.
You had to solve the riddle first.
Yeah. It was very sweet, but it was
so funny.
And it reminds me of like when people think, oh, you know, people who come from other parts of the country and they have this idea of New Yorkers being so unfriendly. And my experience has always been, oh, they're very friendly. They just won't give you any additional second that they don't have to give you. Like you could stop any New Yorker and be like, can you give me directions to like the nearest subway station? And they're like, two blocks left on your right. Bye. You know, like that's still helpful. You know?
Yeah, I've never found that New Yorkers are unfriendly. Like yeah, I think neither. People get so used to in LA people being extremely fake that they can't recognize authentic normal interactions anymore.
I think honestly the biggest difference is like pace. I think that just different parts of the country have different pace of life, of speaking, of walking, and if you're not like in that rhythm it can feel really jarring.
Yeah, I do think there's that, but I feel like in LA, there's a pleasing. Like, I feel like I'll see people's eyes reading you, like, are you somebody? Are you somebody that I need to be nice to? And I'll just be nice just in case. And maybe I'm doing that myself. I don't know.
I mean, I'm a real love LA baby, but I definitely know what you're talking about.
I don't dislike LA, but I do find there's a weird, people are more on than in other places until I leave it, I forget it because we're all doing it all the time.
I think it's a town where particularly people in our field, there is this sort of passive competition going on all the time that is running at sort of like 2% in everyone's brain because we're all like, everyone's trying to make it and it's like tough and it's hard. And so when you run into another person, you can't just have the conversation about like, what are you doing? It always becomes like, what are you doing? Like, what are you working on? And that gets gross very fast and is fun for like no one.
Yeah.
But we're all doing it and we're all doing great and we're all safe and we're in these tiny little squares and these squares keep us safe. And they keep us separate.
I was just going to say that LA people are very much like in a little bubble. Cause I always get like, when I go back to Connecticut, which is like super small town, like very like idyllic, like Gilmore Girls lands pretty much. It's like everyone says like genuine highs to each other when you pass anybody like just walking. And it's like so genuine and just like, hi, like it's like a very friendly, like just instinct to say hello, which feels weird to go back to that. But then like here people are pretty closed off unless it's like somebody they recognize or they need to talk to it again. Zach, it's just like then there's just
a lot of people here and you don't know most of them, unlike a small town.
I will say the like mask walking, I feel like people have started doing the hey neighbor wave because you can't tell if someone is like glaring at you or smiling at you.
Yeah, smiling is now a big part of physical production involved being like, we're waving kind of like a Muppet because everyone looks sort of like a cartoon bandit.
Like smiling with your eyes. At people who are also wearing masks. We're like, our people.
I think it's different. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta wear a mask.
I like to scowl as hard as I can under the mask, but wave really happily.
You're a riddle of a human.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard this thing about people that people are putting like bears in their windows so that if you're going on a walk with kids, they can go on like a bear?
Yes.
We saw a lot of them.
That's really cute, I think. People are hiding bears in windows so that when you go on a walk with children, they can like do a treasure hunt for the bears in people's houses.
That's very sweet. I love that. It's very cute.
Some woman who lives near my mom, she put like a little list in her, like she took the books out of her free library because she didn't want to deal with the germ factor, but she put like a list of things for kids to hunt for on their walk.
Like, find a pink flower,
find a round stone, find a red house. Like it was very cute.
That's really cute. My sister came up with this idea with her kids and like their friends and her friends with kids and all that stuff where they are making their own like spot the difference. So they like take a picture of their desk and move 10 things or change 10 things and like send them to their friends and are like, okay, find the 10 things that are the side by side photo, find the 10 things that are different.
Oh my God. You just reminded me. Oh, I just interrupted.
No. But they keep like sort of it in a cool way that I feel like happens with these like ways that we reach out to each other. It's like start small and keeps like people add their own spin to it. And so then like, the other kids were doing it with their clothes. Like they took a picture where they were in it. So you have to find like 10 things on them or like staging whole scenes with their like action figures. Cute.
That is so cute.
Just cute stuff.
That's very cute. When you were talking about that, I suddenly remembered that when I had birthday parties as a kid, my mom was so great at coming up with games like that. And she did a game where she'd show us a tray and we'd have 1 minute to look at it. And then we had to like write down everything we could remember, but she would do another version, I think, where she took one thing off and like you got a prize if you noticed which thing. And she was so good at that stuff.
I loved that tray game.
I loved a party game, you know, get the parents involved. I didn't want to go up to the bedroom. It seemed so scary. I wanted the parents there the whole time.
Yeah, me too. And my mom had very planned birthday parties. And when I would go to birthday parties where there were no plans, I felt so unmoored.
Yes. Can one of you sing a song about the sad feeling at a birthday party like that?
Yeah. And I think just based on pattern, it's me.
You could do jazz standard.
Okay, great. Great.
Yeah, whatever unmoored feels like to you. I don't want to pimp you into sad. It could be whatever.
Oh, no. I think that's true. Unmoored. Here we go. Dropped me off at my friend's house, about to celebrate her birthday party for exactly 2 hours. Oh, I get inside and oh my joy, I cannot hide. I can't wait for a well-planned time. Oh no, it's just free play. Are you serious? Your mom's just gonna be in the other room while we play. There aren't like 3 activities where all the instructions she will say. I'm sorry, there's no little prizes for guessing what's on a tray. We're just supposed to do our own thing. We're just supposed to freely play. Oh no, it's just Soul Penny Whistle's Guide to Throwing a Party. Oh no, it's just free play. I feel so lost at sea. I can't believe this is what's in for me. Okay, try to make the best of it. We're just alone in your room. Sure, let's look at your toys again. Where's my mom? This is my personal doom. When is there a break for food? I mean, I don't wanna be real rude.
This is poorly planned. What a mistake. Oh, no. It's just free play. Why is this any different? It doesn't even feel like it's a birthday. This is more like an after school Tuesday. This is more like, oh, my May Day. This is just a bunch of. This is just a bunch of.
Perfect. Yay. Thank you Beautiful. So much. Ooh, so got a little good. Horse there on the top. Apologies.
Well, they do, and by they, I mean Brett and Scott, keep thought, you know what would make this sort of digital thing harder? What if we also put key changes in all of the songs?
Yeah.
At the very end, at like the 3.5 minute mark, when you've already been doing a song.
There what if has we then been put some in- fun, subtle FU energy in the songs, but it is also an insane time to ask for anything from anyone.
Yes, I truly can't believe they've done what they have.
I know,
Let me
incredible.
Just say we appreciate you so much, Scott.
But I also feel
also,
like...
I don't think those things would be as hard if we were not doing this over Zoom. Just like like an added weird thing of like, oh, it's also this? Okay, all right.
And also going high, I mean, inevitably, Zach and I have not gotten it to a place where we can hear the track that well still. So... So
well, for me, it was respect to you guys. The modulation was a respect to you.
I know
it's in good hands and someone who can hear it.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't messing with us a little bit, then these songs would all be so flawless that surely our viewers and listeners would be like, no way. So it's important to
And they would stop listening. They would stop listening because they would think we were liars.
And I don't want anyone to think we're a bunch of liars, okay? There's one thing we are, it's honest folk.
About everything. Especially how, God, I hope someday we learn what sound the wooden frog makes, but we so far never have and maybe never will. Which is just wild to think about.
Wild, wild. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming and being a little rectangle with us in these weird times. It's so lovely to see you.
Thank you for
your hot... Oh my God, it's so nice to be in a Hollywood Squares with you guys.
Yes, it is like Hollywood Squares, but everyone wins. I don't know how Hollywood Squares work. The people in the squares are not actually playing the game, are they?
I think I went to a live one when I first moved to LA. And I still don't totally know. But I did dance on stage and I was 20 feet from Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
And honestly, we'll never beat that.
that was my peak in LA, I think.
Have you guys played 6 Degrees to Kevin Bacon? And if so, have you played 20 feet to Whoopi Goldberg?
20 feet.
That's the long walk to that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the show. Obviously, thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Scott, for your incredible work.
If you don't follow Aaron yet on Twitter and Instagram, you're a dang fool.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me at Girl With A Tale on both Twitter and Instagram. And I'm doing that hashtag 100 day project. So I'm drawing a picture every day.
Get fun on that.
I'm going to do a shameless plug real quick, if that's okay.
Not shame. Not shameless.
I'm going to do a shameful plug.
No, I mean, you're doing a justified plug.
I'm going to do a plug for a show that I'm in. It's on Netflix. It's called Brews Brothers. It is a pretty, not pretty. I was trying to think of how to describe this because it is tonally different from Off Book. It's like a raunchy, dirty show. It's a lot of fun if that sort of thing is your jam. I really enjoyed making it. It's really fun. Brews Brothers on Netflix now. Please watch it. Boy, I love working. And when shows get more seasons, I get to work more. I love it. I love doing it. Thank you everyone who sort of reached out about this podcast and is listening to it right now. We love you and support you, and we are going to keep making it for you. Thank you to all the people who are still working out there. We know that's so dangerous. We hope you're all staying safe and staying well, and you have our love, and we wish all the best for you, and we love you, and yeah.
Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, who has been doing incredible video polls and incredible graphics for all of the like standalone songs. He's really been doing like such amazing stuff for us right now. We really appreciate it. Sean Matthew, you're a legend and a star. Thank you to Dana Wickens on the Stickins.
Yay.
Brett on the frets. Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. And of course, Aaron Whitehead.
Thank you.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're not trying a spicy chili glaze,
I'm going to need you to give me some spicy chili space.
Bye.
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 Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.